Barhead. On May 28, the Eritrean community in the Barhead area came together with members of the Nerlandia and Barhead Community Refugee Committees to hold an appreciation event, in recognition of all the support they have received over the years from both groups, as well as other generous donors in the area. During the event, which was held at the Nerlandia Christian Reformed Church Fellowship Hall, a full meal consisting of injera, traditional flatbread, and Eritrean coffee was served. As indicated in a letter from Musi Aman and Abel Burhan that was submitted to the Barhead leader, the Aman and Burhan family arrived in the Barhead area several years ago from Sudan and Israel to begin a completely new life in Canada. At the beginning, they did not speak or understand English, and they required assistance with accommodations, transportation, furniture and all manner of general living expenses. The purpose of this letter is to thank all the people who have given so much with their time and their money to support us since we came. We have made many dear friends, the letter states. Acknowledging that it is difficult to list all the people who provided them assistance out of fear of missing someone, the letter first notes that the generosity started with the Nerlandia Christian Reformed Church, which sponsored and supported their first year in Canada. They also received much support from the Barhead Community Refugee Committee and Barhead United Church, as well as private and informal donations from many area citizens. Several Barhead and area people have become like family to us as they brought their love, loyalty and commitment into our home. It is hard to express our gratitude to them. As well, the letter also thanks the volunteers who assisted with English as a second language classes. This all amounts to an overwhelming amount of help. Our challenges are far from over. But the individuals and the organizations that have supported us give us hope to continue our journey, and we have optimism for our future life in Canada, the letter states. The change you brought in our lives will remain indelibly inscribed into the minds of each one of us, and it always in our prayers that the number of people like you increase in our world. May God intervene in all your endeavors to support the helpless. In our own language, we say, Yekinyela. Thank you to everyone.